It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale.
Great.
Oh, no. Yes, it's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump. No scores, just jokes. But today, there's not even jokes. Yeah, but we've got something even better than jokes. We've got the sports widow.
Hello.
Yes, and also we have our semi-regular co-host, Nooch here.
Hello.
It's just Nooch. It's not Noochier.
Noochier.
Noochier. Oh, that'd be a good name, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? It's a very slow sports day in so much as, I mean, there's a Thursday night game, but, you know, baseball's done. Like, ESPN is running off-season NFL stories. We're in the middle of the season.
Yeah, very rude.
So that's why Quincy didn't do any jokes today. Also, he has an enormous giant baby that I guess was crapping everywhere. And they use regular diapers.
How
As
old is
to what?
Well, they not disposable. They use cloth diapers. I know. I know. We're all gagging here.
Well, hey, it's a courageous
My mom used
move.
Those.
Mine
I remember
too.
The diaper pail. Oh. Hated it.
Well, it's gotten better than in those days.
Sure.
Like, my mom
sure.
had to use safety pins on
Oh yeah.
on mine.
Yeah, and urine's gotten more palatable lately.
Oh, yeah, it's much better
Baby
than it
urine
was.
Isn't
oh,
what it used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, yeah.
There's less lead in it and stuff.
They should make something called dumper doodles, and it's like a little attachment. You put on a Crocs material style thing, and then if the baby makes an expression, it goes into a little bag, and it's got a narrow thing that ties off the tip of the biodegradable balloon thing. And then you just toss it into the
I think our friend
sink.
Matt had
oh,
that
like
for a while.
Yeah.
Didn't Matt have that after his incident?
A dumper do?
Yeah. I'm sure that's what he would have called it. A dumper do. No one has more euphemisms for craps than Matt Craig.
He does have a lot.
He does. He could go on forever.
He would
Grumble
say
pie.
Dirt monster. Oh.
Dirt monster's a good one.
My goodness.
We shouldn't be talking about that kind of stuff on the Sports Dump.
Oh.
Especially because I think my mom listens to it now, which is...
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe not. She doesn't get any jokes. Maybe my dad listens. Either way, the point is that we don't have jokes today, but we have you, the Sports Widow. And if anyone remembers the Sports Widow show, it was the most successful branch of the Sports Dump enterprise in general. It got a lot of following. It had a lot of listeners. I think we had several episodes that were 30, 40 listeners.
There you
go.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say minutes. Yeah.
Oh, well, there's some of those were that long, too. This won't be that long. But, yeah, and then we just... What happened? Life got in the way?
Oh, you know, it was shortly after our kid was born. It was just a different... I think it was a time where...
You were home a lot.
I didn't have a lot of other stuff going on. And now I'm such a mover and shaker.
And I still don't have a lot of stuff going on, but that's all right. Well, do you want to do this episode as your Elizabeth Warren?
No.
I was kind of hoping it would get
oh,
us some listeners.
Oh, do you want me to?
No,
oh,
not
man.
At all. So, because it's a slow sports time, I just want to know what your impression of the sports world lately is, just based on, because you got the nickname the Sports Widow because during, really it's year round now.
Yeah.
Sports are on all the time.
Well, this is a big difference from when we first started this, is that you became more of a soccer
yes.
fan, and that has no season. There's always soccer that can be on.
Well, it's
different
either international
types.
Soccer or
but
Champions
it's always,
League.
Yeah.
And the benefit slash, depending on your point of view, a lot of soccer is played during the week.
In the morning.
For our time. Because it's in Europe and it's being played at night there. So it's very convenient.
Yeah.
If you're lounging, which we shouldn't be. But sometimes we do. In this business, me and Nooch.
Oh, okay.
I was just talking to Nooch earlier that he needs to get some, he needs to go and become an employee at the place he works.
Yeah.
Like get the benefits
well,
and everything and say,
isn't
look.
Isn't there this legislation that if it goes through, they're going to have a lot harder time having you be 1099.
That's right.
That'll be a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could ask for it now, though. I've offered to go in as his proxy, You know, I got Nooch one time. This is not a sports story, but in a way it was because it was a team of you.
Is it a dump story?
Yes, it is
okay,
a dump
well.
Story.
There you go.
Because it's about Improv Olympic.
Great.
He and some of his friends got kicked out of the theater, and I brought them in, and on their behalf, I represented them in front of Judge Sharna.
Oh, my
and got them
God.
Reinstated to the theater.
And then you got
That's
kicked
true.
Out.
I have been kicked out many times. Yeah. Well, I knew how to get back in. That's why they... It's like the You go to the injury attorney who won $4 million
right.
getting hit by a bike.
Right. And he knows.
And so, yeah, he knows the legal system.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
were you guys called? The
Goose Island Six.
That's right.
yeah. yeah, that's true.
They were rehearsing.
Upstairs at Goose Island.
In unauthorized.
Right. Unauthorized rehearsing. Oh. I was like, don't you understand? You gave them this disease. They
yeah,
love
they
improv.
Love improv. Yeah,
that's
yep. on
that's
you.
Their only crime.
Yeah. yeah. So by wow. flattering her, I got yeah. them out of it.
But we nice. Did have to do community service still. That was a good negotiated deal, though.
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
your community service?
Clean up here.
Yeah,
clean
pick up some
there.
Cups.
Great. Yeah. It was Griggs and Sharon laying down the.
Oh, yeah. Griggs. Yeah, he had it in for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anyway. Yes, soccer has changed my sports world completely.
Well, it's interesting, too, because actually I think another reason that Sports Widow kind of went away is that I was not being bombarded by sports as much because you became much more of a news junkie post-election.
Yes.
And so where it used to be ESPN all the time, it was CNN on all the time.
Still is.
Still
Should
is.
This become a news show?
News dump.
Ooh. News dump.
News dump.
That might
that
be better.
Be very appropriate.
Yeah.
I could probably do that.
Yeah.
I have to watch yeah. too much variety of news, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. So just CNN dump?
CNN dump might okay. be good. Well, I am thinking of re-upping a website I have that goes against InfoWars. It's called InfoWars Wars.
Ooh, I like that.
That's I just have I lost the domain. I bought it like 2 years ago for $6, and then I realized a year ago I lost it.
Oh.
Now they want $29.
Ooh.
Do it.
InfoWars Wars?
Oh, I never mind.
Not these, no.
Oh.
But again, I don't know. Then I'd have to watch InfoWars.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ooh. See? Exactly. And we already did in another podcast our conspiracy theory episode that he's kind of on the fringes of that, the guy who does that show.
Oh, God. He's been the most destructive single human to anybody that may have been.
More than Bannon?
The two of them are huge disservice, but Jones specifically because he was such a public front. So anybody,
right. yeah, he took an audience with him and just took him, down the bad path. Well, that's not sports either.
No. Nope.
God, when will we get to the sports?
Well, the reason we've got you is because there are no sports, and you're supposed to provide like content about sports that isn't sports. Oh, I will say this: the problem with soccer. Once you start watching it a lot, the moments of scoring are so rare.
Yes.
Now, there are impressive physical feats all the time.
Sure.
But you end up even like jumping up on misses or saves. And I try to loop you in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I was actually noticing when a soccer game was on how integral the announcers are because you will zone out at some point and then they start to get excited and they start to get more excited and they start to get excited.
Yep.
And I think like part of their job is to make sure that every so often people feel like something is going to happen at least.
That's true. Build the anticipation. It is very important. And, you know, the Brits are well suited to it. They are able to be clever and keep things and exaggerate things and make everything seem more important.
Michael
than it
just
is.
Jogged another distance on the field.
But I remember, you know, a few years ago, Spain had a very specific way of playing where they would do a lot of short passes, just many, many short passes.
How exciting.
And I remember during the World Cup listening on the radio, and here's what I heard. Xavi Alonso, Pique, Xavi Alonso. there was two guys, Xavi and Xavi Alonso, and they just kept kicking the ball.
Which is why for a while,
ticky-tack.
When we had a cat, Fabi, you called her Fabi.
Fabi
Alonso.
That's right, Fabi.
Very nice.
Fabi Alonso. Anyway, that's my impression of soccer on the radio.
That was great.
Isn't that a band, soccer on the radio?
It is.
Yeah.
Curtis Muskrat, lead singer. Those beautiful blonde eyelashes.
You know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised by how much stuff you know. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be, because you just know a lot of it.
That's how I roll, man.
It is. All right. So coming. Are you excited, Sports Widow, about the basketball in L.A. right now?
No.
I mean, do you know what we're dealing with? We have perhaps the two best teams in the league are here.
Yeah.
And do you know the two best players on each team? Or one on each team?
LeBron James.
Yep.
And Kawhi Leonard.
There you go.
Kawhi. Also a Japanese word for cute.
Is it?
Mm. Yeah.
It's also a brand of like keyboards and stuff.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
He's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think spelled differently.
Probably.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh,
it's also
good point.
It means something else in Japanese when said a different way. It's one of those twofers.
Oh, a twofer. Mm. Now, we all lived in Chicago during the Michael Jordan second. Did you?
I arrived in Chicago the first year he had retired. So
second
what year
time.
Was,
but I was
what
a
year
Bulls
was that?
Fan. Yeah, 99.
96, 97, 98 were the years that they had the second three-peat.
Yes.
And you were there I was there. And I never went to a Bulls game during that time. So mad.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I'm an idiot.
Just to be able to say I got to
I
see
know.
Jordan.
I saw him on TV all the time, killing the Knicks. But here in L.A., now I've seen LeBron play. Did we see a Clipper game that he played in? I saw it with Brad, maybe.
No.
But I saw him play as the visiting team. I'd like to see Kawhi play, but you never know if he's going to.
Well, you know, last Christmas.
Load management.
Last Christmas, I thought about. Was it Christmas? Yeah, getting us or asking my parents for an anniversary present for Lakers tickets.
Yes.
And I was like, the cheapest tickets are $99 each. And then I always have this fear of like, and then it was LeBron. I was like, what if he doesn't play? Like, and so I couldn't do it.
And you shouldn't buy tickets. Now, the Lakers are good this
year.
Far
in advance, you shouldn't. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Because you can usually, Dodgers tickets, never buy Dodgers tickets anything but the day before. Because you're going to find something under face value, no matter where you want to sit. Lakers tickets might be a little harder. Clippers tickets still are easier to get.
Still?
Well, part of it is this Kawhi, you don't know when he's going to play.
Why? What's his deal?
All right.
Injury?
When I say this, what do you think? Load management.
Load management.
The joke I made on Twitter was the name of a sperm bank.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Does it pertain to the team or to him individually?
Both.
I don't know.
It's sitting out games just without an injury, just so that you don't get too worn out through the season. Mm. It's a new concept that's hit the NBA. Where a player, so there's been 8 games this year for the Clippers, and he sat 2 of them.
Oh, come on. You can't do that. Mm. Now, didn't the Spurs coach do that on road games and people got mad?
He was doing some of it with players, and he did it some with Kawhi. But ironically, Kawhi had a dispute with the Spurs about his usage.
Yeah.
They said he could play, and he said he couldn't. That's what got him traded to Toronto, where they obviously made a deal with him where they said, because he only played 3/4 of the season. Yeah. He takes about 1 out of every 4 games off.
Yeah. He's that good and valued. Not everybody can be load managed.
That's exactly right. Because guys like him and LeBron are actually worth about 3 or 4 times their salary to the team. They figured it out, you know, with tickets and wins and getting into the playoffs and what it's worth to you. So from a team point of view, protecting the investment is wise. But from a league business point of view,
the fans will be angry.
Yes.
And last night's load management moment featured a little thing on the ticker that said, NBA approves Clippers request for load managing. Da, da, da. I'm like, wait, I've never heard of this.
That there's
life.
A process. And they had to prove that he's, yes.
And it corresponds with the 9 interviews of doofuses outside.
So now they're
going to
introduce another bureaucratic step into every game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
What they should do is on the games where he doesn't play or whoever it is, they have to do something. Like, they have to be there and they have to
cheerlead,
like, do something.
Wear the mascot uniform.
Make an appearance.
Play an acoustic.
Do a halftime
song
show.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, now we're thinking outside the box.
Or do sign a couple autographs.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
The they have to go to all the sections.
Yeah.
This
sit
is
there
good.
For a little bit.
All right. Yes. This is good brainstorming. I thought for a minute you were going to go Kornheiser and say they should not give them their paycheck in the games they don't play.
Ooh.
Ooh. Or maybe he said take away a game in the playoffs for every game they sit in the regular season. Then they won't do it.
They're not going to do yeah.
No, those are nice. And what happens when they stop load managing the poor guy and his kneecaps?
Well, that and that's the other thing.
But then that's a bigger picture issue of the schedule is too strenuous and they need
no
to ease back.
No
back-to-backs.
Yeah. That's what I think it is leading to is agents might be kind of pushing this so that eventually – and these solutions are so simple.
Yeah.
Last week, the football one I was saying.
Yeah.
18 weeks, 16 games. The NFL wants to expand the season.
Oh, God, no.
But the NFL doesn't want to expand their games for the health of their
players.
Oh,
they want to take more time off.
For the health of their
make
players.
An 18-week regular season, which is now 17 weeks.
Uh-huh.
But each team still plays their regular 16 games. They each get two bye weeks, which gives them more health. So those Thursday night games they play never have to come on a short week because they have two byes. And the NFL gets a full extra week of television, which is like $1 billion.
Oh, yeah.
At least. I don't understand what the argument against that is.
They're not known for their cunning and wisdom and intelligence.
True. And in the NBA, just eliminate the back-to-backs.
Easy peasy. And I don't know who benefit. Nobody likes back-to-backs. Nobody likes it from a fan's perspective.
The players are tired.
Anything, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely not.
No. Oh, wait. I want to see Charlotte play so-and-so after just playing so-and-so the night before. They're not going to be playing so-and-so.
There's enough teams. There's an even number of teams.
Yeah.
You've got, like, you can juggle the schedule so that you can have more options.
Have somebody do the math on how many days it would extend the season if you eliminate back-to-back games.
Right. And you'd probably be playing mostly every other day. You'd be playing three times every week.
Which would be great.
Yes.
You get to know your team.
They've already expanded the All-Star break.
You could have, like, team-building exercises.
Yes.
Like ropes courses.
Yes.
It would give more time for those. If you know you've got that in-between day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And good coaches will take advantage of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, go climb this hill together. Get some picnic at the time. You know.
You think you can get NBA players to go climb a hill together?
Oh, yeah. They love
the good coaches
hills.
Do, man.
Yeah.
George Karl would do it. Popovich would do it.
Well, Carl's been
Phil
out of
Jackson
the league for years. Phil Jackson's been out of the league for years.
Well, what is that? So what? James Dean is about to star in a film.
Ugh. That's a good place to stop, I think. All
right.
This is a new segment that I'm starting. Whoa.
Oh, the end of this
what was that?
Episode sound.
The end of the episode sound. It's a, this is definitely a cold call. Spamaroo. Hold on.
Oh, you're on the air.
I'm not a Commonwealth Edison customer anymore and haven't been for 10 years.
It's a Chicago company.
That is a Chicago company.
Well, it was probably from a Chicago number.
It sure was. Scammerific.
I got a weird one from the number
11111111.
Whoa.
It was very creepy.
Now that might have something
weird.
To do with our earlier conversation about the Mossad and the KGB.
Yep. Yep.
We got to keep. Let's keep that out of this podcast.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't need weird phone calls.
No, nobody needs that.
Nope.
So I like that. Just to recap, because you blew through it, but I like the solution proposed that if you're not going to play in the game, you need to provide an equal amount of entertainment.
Yes.
Whatever that may be. Juggling. Maybe that's where talent show.
Mm-hmm.
You could work on that in the days in between.
That's right. Everyone
routine.
Has to have a talent.
This is a very good idea. We got to get this
or
to...
A speech.
Just a speech.
Yeah.
Yes. It could be like a TED Talk.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Wow.
Although I'd rather it be like halftime shows like Balancing Plates.
Yeah.
Or a reveal. There's six gorillas... Or zebras marching around in suits, and then
one of them is Kawhi Leonard,
the helmet,
and the other ones are greats from NBA Pass.
Yes,
because you got
to
keep people
well,
pretty tall.
To get expensive,
that would get expensive
To pay those guys.
And what is the stuff we used to see on the ship? The people who do the balance stuff.
Oh, what is that called? Not dressage.
I was going to say frittage, and it's not that either.
Canadian contortionism and balancing.
It's like the two people.
A dodge
dancers.
Adage.
I went to one of the last Vancouver Grizzlies basketball games with TJ Shanoff at a BizCo gig years ago.
Sharif Abdurrahim
was on the team. Very good. And the halftime show was two men doing a dodge. And it was the most erotic public display.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been to live sex shows in Amsterdam.
There
this was like very...
Well, the whole thing is very still.
Oh,
very muscular. Yeah.
Very, 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 very erotic.
And there's such a bond between the two because
there
you have
has
to trust
be.
Somebody
it's,
with
yeah,
all of your...
It's kind of like with pairs figure skating. Yes. Also a sport.
You're spinning.
Where I'm like, that guy's hand is just in her crotch.
Yes.
Like, yeah. He's holding her by her vagina.
Yeah. And she's just got to learn to go with it to make sure the moves are right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they call it that. They say something like...
It is vulva. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's got her in the skating vulva. Here she goes. Very good.
I like that it's like a 1950s baseball announcer is doing it. Oh, there they are. Or
I
like
thought they called
racing.
It the Lux.
Oh,
I thought
really?
That's what a triple Lux was. It's like
a Lutz. Oh,
Lutz.
And that's
Lutz.
A type of jump.
Don't call Lutz a vagina.
Why not? It's not an insult.
Yeah,
it isn't.
That's the highest praise imaginable.
Well, I wouldn't call anyone a penis either.
Giving force.
Great. Yeah.
There's
more
animals,
of a physical
there's
thing.
There's a type of lizard that when all the males died off, so now the women self-replicate.
Yes.
But there's
what?
Not enough genetic diversity for
right.
them to not
no.
be. But it's
going down the wrong trail.
Yeah.
We were talking about a sports incident earlier, and since we were just talking about all these disgusting names. Weren't we just saying names? I was thinking of scrotum
much
face
about poop or something.
Oh, yeah.
But you were saying the reason you never towel snap somebody is why?
Because a guy Mike Torrent got his sack split from a
what?
From an errant thing. Yeah,
probably
so
didn't need to give his name, but that's all right.
Oh yeah, no. He's
oh
already
my
made name
god.
This is in junior high. Yeah,
but I never loose. I never play.
Oh my goodness! Can you imagine? Well, you could blind someone. I knew that.
There's no worse expression than sack snapped. Like
yeah.
that
oh,
is
yeah.
graphic.
Well, didn't you say split?
Split.
Snap,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No snap
way,
the towel
yeah.
and it's
and
split.
And there was another guy whose uncle was famous for running through the forest, and an Aaron Branch snapped it. Yeah. Or split it. Yeah.
Famous for running through the forest and getting his sack split.
Yeah.
Oh my
family
God.
Weak sacks
lived,
in that family.
Recovered, were able to reproduce.
Now you need some load management there.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
definitely.
Thin sacks.
Yeah, that's what thin skin will get you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that you know, we didn't get. I'm glad we didn't really talk too much sports. Is there anything we're missing? Baseball's over. Football's just in the middle.
Yeah.
My team is awful. Ah, sports widow. Do you notice a difference when Nebraska wins or loses?
Yes.
Okay. And now this season is another lost season.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, 2/3 through, and even the wins are going to be pretty depressing for.
Because it doesn't.
Unless they win out.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I apologize that my mood is so linked to Nebraska.
It is. I took. This is for our listeners and for Nooch. So.
He's a listener.
There was a Nebraska game a couple weekends ago. And I took our daughter to the park.
Yes.
And I was ready to go. And before I told her that it was time to go, I decided, I was like, I should check and see if the game is still on. So I went on my phone and I looked up the Nebraska score. And they were winning by not a lot.
No.
And I decided not. I decided we would stay at the park because I had already figured out the scenario where we come home
as
and they then
lose.
They start losing and then Joe blames our arrival
instead,
on the turn of events.
I blamed you staying at the park.
There's no winning.
There's no winning.
Yeah,
we did
stay.
Especially
and
when
they
it comes
lose.
To Nebraska, there is no
it's
winning.
It's true. If we'd come home, it could have been totally
it could have
different.
Been different.
We'd never know.
It's just really... Now, the Yankees are at least still winning. And, Nooch, you know this, but... I was spoiled. My formative years were so successful with my teams that it's been a long time. The Yankees haven't been in the World Series in 10 years.
Yes. And boohoo would be the most common response from the average citizen.
Well,
and now it's
what I will tell them is the last time this happened was the 1910s, and what followed was the greatest domination by any team in any sport ever. And also what happened is the Red Sox had to trade a generational player right before all that happened.
What does that mean, a generational player?
Well, Babe Ruth is the one I'm talking about, which means a guy who comes around once a generation.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mookie Betts is not Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is a once-a-sport player, which is pretty rare.
Yeah.
You have Babe Ruth, you have maybe Barry Sanders and Michael Jordan are like once... Gretzky.
Yep.
Once-a-sport players.
Right.
But Mookie Betts, who's on Boston, is probably going to be traded, and he's the best player they've had probably... since Ortiz was winning MVPs, and probably even better because he's a fielder. So hopefully they'll trade him and we'll have another, like, what, 80 years of misery for them?
I think they're due to sort of...
Yep.
Nice downturn.
I'd like that a lot.
But that town.
Boston's been, a great town. Great town, though. Tufts, great school.
Thanks.
Great. All right. Absolutely. Tufts, shout out.
She went to Tufts. Right. Did you know that, Nooch?
I did. Yeah. Yep.
Tufts is, I think it's known as the Hartford College of Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's of Somerville. Yeah.
Hartford College, he says. Okay. Not to be confused with UHA. Go.
University of Hartford?
Yeah.
UHA.
That's what I'm thinking of. My high school girlfriend's sister went to one of the Hartford colleges, I think. I don't know. She was a big deadhead. Anyway.
Makes sense. Yeah. My friend who went there was also into the
Grateful Dead stuff.
Yeah.
The flavors, yeah. Mm-hmm. The green flavors of the dead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been an episode, folks. Thanks, Sports Widow and Nooch, of course, for being here. And we'll be back tomorrow with some jokes, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.